In the town of Bakuba, Iraq, hundreds of Iraqis marched this morning in support of deposed ruler Saddam Hussein and sounded chants against Iraq's new prime minister, Iyad Alawi. The U.S.-led administration of Iraq packed up and went home when the interim Iraqi government was sworn in 2 weeks ago. But the first public audit on how the Coalition Provisional Authority managed some $18 billion of Iraqi funds is due out just this week. An interim audit report says CPA staff resisted requests to provide information and that CPA accounting practices were prone to error and open to fraud. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
This story began when Paul Bremer, the former U.S. administrator of Iraq, needed someplace to put Iraq's oil earnings. In May 2003, he set up, with United Nations approval, a bank account, a place to put those revenues, along with assets that had been frozen and other Iraqi money. It was called the Development Fund for Iraq and was basically the country's budget. Bremer had the authority to spend the money for the benefit of the Iraqi people. But the United Nations set up an international oversight board that would hire independent auditors. One problem, says Svetlana Tsalik of the nonprofit Revenue Watch, is that the audit firm, KPMG, was hired only 3 months ago.
So for a year, there was nobody auditing. By the time they come out with their reports, the body that they've been auditing, the Coalition Authority, no longer exists. So, you know, if they find abuses, there will be nobody to hold accountable.
Revenue Watch monitors the finances of oil-rich countries. It's funded by George Soros, an opponent of the Bush administration. Tsalik is eager to see KPMG's final audit, due out this week. An interim KPMG report laid out several problems. It said the CPA's books were only set up to capture cash transactions and did not use the standard double-entry record-keeping. Individual receipts for projects were not detailed in CPA records. Sometimes the total cost was simply entered as one sum and the receipts stashed in a box. KPMG said these practices made CPA bookkeeping prone to error and Iraq's funds open to fraud. Revenue Watch's Tsalik says there's also simply very little public information about who got Iraq's money as it was spent.
The main thing that's lacking is any information about what companies are getting contracts paid for out of Iraqi oil revenues. And we would be very curious to know whether the companies that are getting reconstruction work paid for out of Iraqi oil revenues are Iraqi companies, or whether they're all going to the same Halliburton's and Bechtel's as are getting the U.S. money as well.
According to a letter from the chair of the International Monitoring Board, at least three sole source contracts totaling $1.4 billion of Iraqi money went to Halliburton. That doesn't show up in CPA public records. They do list hundreds of individual purchases and show broadly where the money went. Still, a UK-based charity, Christian Aid, says it's impossible to evaluate whether the CPA really did spend Iraq's money efficiently and effectively. Anthea Lawson, a researcher with Christian Aid, worries the information flow won't improve with the new Iraqi government.
If there is no transparency, then it's very hard for the government to be held accountable as to how it's spending that money. And when that happens, you get the greater likelihood of corruption. It's easier for a minority to enrich themselves and for the money to not go where it's needed, you know, in putting sanitation and electricity and everything else that needs doing. So that's the concern, that the poor people of Iraq will lose out.
Some Iraqi officials aren't happy with the CPA's management either. The director of the budget hints broadly that he believes contracts with foreign companies are padded. The Deputy Interior Minister for Finance complains that CPA officials would not let the ministry handle contracts for vital items, including police equipment and uniforms. Then she says the CPA contracts were delayed. Oil Minister Thamir Ghadban says a CPA decision took away money for the oil infrastructure.
Unfortunately, the Ministry of Oil was actually deprived by the coalition, by the CPA. We presented last year a capital and investment budget, and it was zeroed.
That money was later partially restored. CPA officials defend their decision-making. Scott Castle served as general counsel to the CPA from its inception until its dissolution. He says because of the post-war situation, accounting rules needed to be set up with some flexibility. But he says they all conform to international standards. And Castle is sure the people charged with spending Iraq's Development Fund, or DFI, spent it correctly.
I'm absolutely confident that DFI funds have not been used for purposes other than benefiting the Iraqi people. It's certainly something that I have seen in Ambassador Bremer. There has been an uncompromising allegiance to our responsibilities as stewards working on behalf of the Iraqi people and for their benefit.
KPMG's final audit of how the U.S.-led administration in Iraq managed Iraq's oil money is scheduled to be presented to the International Oversight Board at a meeting in Washington Wednesday. The board will continue to audit how Iraq spends its own money until an elected government is in place. Emily Harris, NPR News.